This is the story of one of Jamaica's most dangerous and deadly desperados. His name was Reagan. He gave the police one of the biggest trouble that ever had in the history of the Jamaica Constabulary, because he went about killing people after he escaped from jail to mete out vengeance to one of his cronies who double-crossed him. His name was Reagan, as I said before, and one of Jamaica's best detectives fell before his blazing guns. Therefore, this will be the story as written. Lord, I hear that ghosts could vanish, Lord, in a night and broad daylight. About an avenue that a human being could vanish out of sight. Lord, where Reagan? I wonder where Reagan? Lord, where Reagan? Could you tell me just where Reagan? For a cycle wheel go burst one night, and it sound just like a gun. And when someone say Lord is Reagan, that's a them put them foot to ground. Lord, where Reagan? I wonder where Reagan. Lord, where Reagan? Could you tell me just where Reagan? For Reagan flashing at the news again, and he come to kill all the policemen. And everybody say Reagan in a luck, for when him ready him drive and truck. And sit and let me tell you what Reagan do, as him study his last menu. In Cali favor mullet, put up through no wine, and that's what the killer drink all the time. The police want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
The bakra want Reagan,
Reagan.
Inspector want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
The police want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
The governor want Reagan,
Reagan.
Jamaica want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
The people want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
For a boy went up to her nurse room one night and steal away her grip. And when people say Lord is Reagan beat, so then got to close them lip. And when Corporal Lewis read him Leary was certainly amazed. For as him started up the stair, the two guns start to blaze. Lord, where Reagan? I wonder where Reagan. Lord, where Reagan? Could you tell me just where Reagan? For Reagan flashing at the news again, and he come to kill all the policemen. And everybody say Reagan in a luck, for when him ready him drive and truck. And sit and let me tell you what Reagan do, as him study his last menu. In Cali favor mullet, port up through no wine, and that's what the killer drink all it. And the police want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
The bakra want Reagan,
Reagan.
Jamaica want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
The governor want Reagan,
Reagan.
The people want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
From Spanish Town to Ferry Road and back to Halfway Tree, the killer walk and swear to God to kill Bustamante. For I hear that ghost could vanish, Lord, in a night and the broad daylight. But I never knew that a human being could vanish out of sight. Lord, where Reagan? I wonder where Reagan. Lord, where Reagan? Could you tell me just where Reagan? For Reagan flashing at the news again, and they come to kill all the policemen. And everybody say Reagan in a luck, for when them ready him drive and truck. And sit and let me tell you what Reagan do, as him study his last menu. A Cali favor mullet, port up through no wine, and that's what the killer drink all the time. The police want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
The bakra want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
Inspector want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
The governor want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
Jamaica want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
The people want Reagan,
Reagan gone.
Everybody want Reagan.
Now this song is attached to one of a peculiar kind of Society in Kingston. I don't really know what their cult is, but they claim that unless your beard is long, you are not really keeping up to the rules of the society. Therefore, at any time you go to Kingston and you see a long beard man, you can know exactly that he is one of those that attached to the society of Rastafari. Therefore, I'll just sing the song as follows.
Hello folks, it's the latest news, and this is the Rasta Jing Bang Blues, and this is the cutest society that any of us could ever see. They claim that Rasta is a god and king, and then they started to grunt and sing. And you will be sorry by and by if you don't accept of Rasta for I to be a faithful Rasta Jing Bang. The hair on your head must be red and long, your face must favor a billy goat with the Rasta photo around your throat. It was someday when the trouble start, every man with a beard both long and short had to run and to run like cat, and whether they belong to Rasta or not. It was in Thomas in the East, the Rasta Jing Bang made a big feast and built a zinc fence high in the air. The Babylons could not interfere. They had 100 pounds of brown rice, 4 goats and a cow to make the thing nice, and 30 chickens, a lot of grape, and about 500 in a milk plate. They didn't have time to start the feast, for them all had to run like a pack of beasts. When Babylon prementa sticks start to talk, they run until down banana walk. One man grab Rasta Jing Bang shot, and some jump fence and drop and then got. And one man head fasten in a hole, in 2 foot play like a signal pole. The sweetest joke you could ever see is a Rasta Jing Bang climb a pear tree, and with a piece of bottle, just think of it, in creep a falling beard in a 1 minute. Pa-na-na-na, pa-na-na.
Sweepstakes in Jamaica is a customary game of horse racing, as everybody will know. But in this instance, one man tried his best to see if he could win the sweep by using means. Of course, we all have to wait and look, but that man didn't wait and look. He tried to use other means of gaining his hands, and therefore, Dame Luck was still against him in the end. And this will be the song.
For I went to Knatsford Park on that last big sweepstakes day. I never knew before how some men could really pray, until the horses line up before the starting gate. Every murmur is to do me, Lord, make a win the sweepstake. And when I win the sweepstake, and when I win the sweepstake, what a way I would be glad and gay if I win the sweepstake. A woman bought a ticket, and so to make things right, she went to her husband's grave at the cemetery one night. She knelt beside the grave, and then she start to pray, until the people up at Jones Pen could hear when she say, "Oh Jerry, do you dead? You will hear me when me talk. Beg Satan a dear, leave and go up at Knatsford Park. Turn a little Anansi and dazzle up them high. Fix me ticket in such a way, make a win the first prize. Win the sweepstake, when I win the sweepstake, what a way I will be glad and gay if I win the sweepstake. A whole man bought a ticket and went to a hobby man. Say, listen, Mas Raymond, I come to understand. I want to win the money, so I come before it late. So try your best and see what you can do. Make a win the sweepstake. When I win the sweepstake, when I win the sweepstake, for what a way I would be glad and gay if I win the sweepstake. Oh, Mas Raymond, take the ticket and then put it in a wall. in cell 441, this you must not bid at all. Eat a farthing fine salt every morning as you wake. Don't touch no water, not a thing can make you lose this sweepstick. Oh, when I win this sweepstick, when I win this sweepstick, what a way I would be glad and gay if I win this sweepstick. I stood beside a whole man when the drum began to roll. And the way the whole brute pray, Lord, it touch me very soul. Say, Master, Lord, you know me, for I am 88. I de pray to you to see what you can do, make a win the sweepstick. I would build the biggest church, Master, Lord, you would please with me. I would preach from morn till night, Master, have mercy upon me. I would travel through the world, and to million would relate. Oh, I pray to you when you hear I make a win the sweepstick. When I win the sweepstick, when I win the sweepstick. Say, what a way I would be glad and gay if I win the sweepstick. Oh, when the ticket give out, Lord, the whole man sigh with grief. A young boy stand beside him, say, you think the Lord a chief. The whole man stick a big stick and him chase him through the gate. Say, holla, hun, no go to Dickens with do no booming sweepstick. When I win the sweepstick, when I win the sweepstick, what a way I would be glad and gay if I win the sweepstick.
This will be hard time for Jamaica. Well, friends, nowadays, only two things you can hear. How the money scarce and the foodstuff awful dear. The shoes begin to smash up and the clothes to tear up fine. Me no know how we going to manage in this year hard time. What a hard, oh, what a hard time. Me no know how we going to manage in this year hard time. One gal one day, she was walking very crisp. Me look on her quite hard, and then me say, good morning, miss. She say, old man, you leave me, for I'm not in your line. For I am sure you can manage me in this year hard time. What a hard, oh, what a hard time. I am sure you can manage me in this year hard time. Oh, I went down Darling Street and I see her little row. Me hear one woman say, yes, you can go look girl now. Me no know if you are mad or get out of your mind. Me no know how much girl you want in this year hard time. What a hard, oh, what a hard time. Me no know how much girl you want in this year hard time. We cannot eat good fresh fish at 1 and 3 per pound. And what it takes to buy the rice could buy a wedding gown. And when we go fi get meat, we meet down in the line. Me no know how we going to live in this year hard time. What a hard, oh, what a hard time. Me no know how we going to live in this year hard time. The hard time is so strong that it reach all in my bed. For when we go to sleep, Dora lie down like she dead. She turn her back on me with a fierce turn to the wall. And if me I never touch her, you could hear her Dora ball.
Selection is from Near Askenish, Parish of Hanover, by Hugh D. Johnson, who is talking about yams and the growth of yams.
In this section, the rainfall is good, and Lucy yam, which is the most important yam in the country, in the island, grows here much more plentiful than the other varieties. Now, an acre of Lucy yam is very expensive to cultivate, and we discover that each year it is getting much more expensive because the lands are overworked in most parts and the yield is not as good as when my father was a boy. Besides that, you have increased population and the land room become much shorter. Now, you would like to know how much it really costs us to cultivate an acre of yam. We take an acre of yam, and according to the hills that we dug, is supposed to contain 2,000 yam hills, as we term them. Then the clearing of the land, which is the first item, it costs us 2 and 6 pence per square, which eventually will be about 30 shillings per acre for land clearing.
And how do you clear the land? I mean, what procedure do you go through?
Oh, we use what is known as a cutlass. In other parts of the island, some places, it is also called a machete. And we cut down to the ground the shrubs and bushes that grow upon the land. We put them in heaps. And after a time, formerly, we used to use fire to burn up these shrubs and bushes. But since 1951, the government has brought about the fire control law, which prevents us burning the bushes. And so we dig them into the earth and they form manure when the hills are being dug.
That's a good improvement.
Oh, yes. Then, after land clearing, we go right away to the digging of the yam hills. And we used to put them running down in rows from the top of the hill down into the gully below, starting from the gully up to the top in straight rows. But recently, we were told by agricultural officers that it's best to dig the hills along the contour of the land so as to help to maintain the soil fertility and prevent soil erosion.
That's the most modern method now being used
in
many parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, gradually we are getting into it here.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
As a matter of fact, it is hard for us to get away from the old custom of what our fathers and grandfathers used to do. We sort of inherit that habit of digging the rows down the hills, and we discover now that those rows form little trenches and take off the water of the soil and wash away the soil from off our steep hillsides here, and it goes right down into the valley and the low-lying lands by the sea. So gradually we are coming out of that old antiquated action.
I think I saw in a yam field that there were some trenches dug crosswise on a level around every so often. There was a trench. Now, was that the trench to hold the water?
Well, that is the modern method mm-hmm. of soil conservation brought about by the Department of Science and Agriculture recently.
Mm-hmm.
And farmers are gradually getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the digging of the hills, we concentrate on the transportation of the plants from one field to another.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very interesting work because the women, folk, and the children and ourselves all indulge in removing those plants. We use a basket made of the native bamboo, and you would be interested to see the women with a load of yam heads on the head and the children going from the old yam ground into the new ones. Of course, we have to tread carefully or else we break away the hills with our feet, and sometimes we fall and find ourselves way down in the gully.
In other words, but these yam grounds are on pretty sharp slopes.
Pretty sharp slope because that's the best lands we can get around here. The level lands are turned into other cultivation like cane and bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have got to be satisfied with the hillsides for the yam cultivation.
Somebody told me that yams do better on hillsides. Is that true?
Well, I would say yes. Yam likes rainfall, and it likes, but it doesn't like where the water is retained after the rainfall.
I see. So a hillside is...
Hillside is quite all right. Of course, our hillside mm-hmm. are quite all right where yam growing is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after the removal of the plants, then we go right into the planting of the yam hills. And that is done by task work or day labor. A man uses a hoe
mm-hmm.
and he opens the hills and he puts in a yam head at a size weighing about 3 or 4 pounds
as much as
per
that.
Hill. And he covers it up and he will do perhaps 100 hills for the day, taking, of course, 1 hour midday for lunch. And
does that man work all by himself?
Well, no. We do group auction, or what you might call partner work.
Mm-hmm.
I work for you today, and tomorrow you work for me. And I might bring a friend with me. And that friend is paid perhaps half price, as well as you go back and work for that friend in a partner affair.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the only way we would be able to continue the yam cultivation, because to employ labor, it would be very expensive work. And so we do it on a cooperative basis.
Well, that has other advantages, of course.
Oh, yes. One of the greatest advantages is that it doesn't tell so hard on the pocket for lunch, because the man eats your lunch today and tomorrow you eat back his. Well, after the planting, about 6 weeks, we have...
Go right ahead, I'm just making sure it's all right.
We have the sprouts coming out the hills. And between every 2 hills in our area, we put up a pole. It might be wood, it might be bamboo. And as you know, the yam has twining stems. So it twines right around that bamboo, and there it sends out its leaves and branches.
How tall are these poles that you have to put up?
Well, 10 feet approximately.
And about how far apart are the hills?
The hills are 3 feet apart.
Well, then, when you get those poles up and the yams winding on them, it must look a little bit like a forest.
Oh, yes. They cover themselves like a forest. A very beautiful sight, it is.
And they're nice and green.
Yes, they're nice and green now that the season starts on them.
Will those poles stand a lot of wind?
Oh, yes, because they are driven down in the earth approximately 18 or 20 inches.
And how do you drive them down? You can't hammer them from the top.
Oh, no. We have to just drive them down by the force of the hand. So, you see, it's hard work to produce loose yams.
Now, when you're digging your yam hill, you, of course, have to make a hole to put the yam in.
Sure.
But how much digging up do you have to do around the hole? I mean to say, can the yam break its way down into the ground, or do you have to soften the earth for it?
You have to soften the earth to a depth of 2 or 3 feet.
If you didn't soften the earth, would it make a difference in
yes,
the yield of yam?
Yes. The yam would just go right upon the hard... Take time. Just go upon the hard soil, and then in time of drought, it just remained there, and instead of going down into the earth, you find it rest just where the earth is.
And stops growing.
Mm-hmm. And stop growing.
Mm-hmm.
And it generally yield something that is really yum, but is not suitable for food consumption, for market.
Yes. But now, when your yams are, how long do they take to grow?
After the head, the plant is put in the ground, it takes 6 weeks to grow out. And after 6 weeks, in the seventh week, it must find itself around the pole, and or else it tangles itself in the hills before it and make the work more troublesome.
Well, then, between the time you put in your yam head and the time you dig out your yield, about how long does it take for that whole growth?
Ah, yes, but I see you're anxious to hear about the yield. We haven't gone as far yet. We have a lot more work to do.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
Well, after the yam is on the stick, then you go around and you wrap and keep them going up on the stick. Then come another task where you have the women, more so the perhaps the wives or other women, sometimes the sweethearts too. They go and they use a hoe and they weed around the hills of these yams.
Yes.
So as to keep it clean from other weeds.
Mm-hmm.
The cleaner it is kept, the better the yield. Well, this process is done twice before reaping. Well,
keep right on going.
Well, after weeding, then you have perhaps a few months break. Then after the few months break, then you notice upon the vines that wrap around the pole, you'll see some seeds coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And by those seeds, you will able to determine when the yam is ripe.
You don't need to dig them out.
No, you needn't have to search them to find if they are ripe. You judge them by the seeds that they send out. The moment those seeds become dry, and the leaves of the yam become green and hard, then you know that the harvest time is near.
Well, now, is that true of all varieties of yam? Do they all have those seeds?
Well, you find them in the Lucy yam and in the yellow yam. But other varieties have other different type of seeds.
Well, now, what next before you can harvest your yams? And then what about marketing them?
Oh, that's hardest work again. You discover that the yam is ripe, and of course then comes the time for marketing. You have to dig into the earth, open the banks, and then with a sharp tool, say a machete, you sever the vine at a certain knob from the yam. Mark you, if you are careless enough to cut the vine away from that knob, the tree eventually dry up and die.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, it doesn't take any armature to reap the yams.
You have to be careful.
You have to be very careful. Then you take out the yams out of the hills and you mold back that knob attached to the vine in the hill, so that yam get an opportunity of developing a plant for the coming season, the coming crop.
Well, you don't leave that plant in the hill all the time, though. You're developing a plant which you will plant again, replant?
Well, the yam is very sensitive, you know. As soon as that plant is mature, she drops off all the leaves and start to grow from that plant in the same hill.
In the same hill?
Yes.
Do you have to dig that same hill up once again?
Sure, to get out the plant, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after you reap, you arrange with perhaps hidlers or people who trade in the market, and they buy the crop from you by the 100 weight. 112 pounds being the appropriate weight allotted by government.
That is, you mean that 112 pounds is a government hundredweight?
Yes.
I see. And how are the yams taken to the market then?
Well, by trucks.
I see. Where is your chief market?
A chief market now is in Kingston. You see, they are depending on us to subsidize Kingston with foodstuff in the month of May, in the month of June, July, and August, sometimes in September. We in this section is the sole food basket. Our section form the food basket of the island. And so it's a great and big industry that we carry on here.
Now, we're almost at the end of a reel, so I'll have to turn this off in a moment. But you finish this, if you will.
Yes.
And then I'll turn it off.
So, the price that we get for the yam sometimes cannot compensate for the cost of labor. And that's where the great drawback comes. Because the yield, the average yield is about 4 pounds per hill. And when we take into consideration the cost of production, sometimes farmers come out at a loss. But still, it's a livelihood, and so they have got to continue planting again with a hope that in the coming year, with very good seasons, they might be able to recover the loss of the previous year. But on the whole, it is a very interesting industry. And in spite of what other crops we might grow around our parts here, it has become the major crop. And we can make sometimes a livelihood out of it because we have got our family. Some of us have perhaps 7, 8 children besides the wives and ourselves, and I dare say sometimes some have more than one wife to be maintained from it. So we are carrying on, and with good climate, which is always good season, which is always in our favor, I think we will always eke out our existence.
Can you say something about the shortage of land? It just has passed.
Well, our greatest drawback is the short land room. You see, the population has increased, and where, for instance, my father had 3 years that he could rest the land and rotate the crop, with 7 sons behind him, he can only find one acre to do the rotation of his crop. And so the greatest drawback we have is land room. And we would hope and wish that government could see the way in making village expansion so that we could always get more land to do more